I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a new biography of Bill Veeck, baseball's promotions pioneer. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The NFL draft is underway. We've known for some time.
I thought you looked a little tired this morning from having stayed up late.
I was trying to be an actor. We have known for some time that Andrew Luck would be number one and Robert Griffin would be the number two pick. Any actual surprises among the early choices?
Well, depending on how you define early, I mean, the wild and crazy Bill Belichick trading not down but up in this year's draft to pick up the defensive help he needs, one of them being Dante Hightower, linebacker from Alabama, who is like, if you were going to design a toy for the child in Bill Belichick to play with, Dante Hightower will be the kind of linebacker toy you would buy
for him.
Be
the action figure.
Oh, he would be the action figure you'd give him, absolutely.
Where a player goes in the draft is at least partially determined by how he scores on the Wonderlic, that highly controversial intelligence test used by the NFL. So, sixth overall pick, Maurice Claiborne, undoubtedly did his best on the test, right?
Yeah, Maurice Claiborne reportedly got a 4. Which is the lowest reported score in over a decade. The average score is 21, but he's got a really good reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he looked at the test and, quote, there wasn't nothing on the test that came with football, so I pretty much blew it off. Not only does that make me draft Maurice Claiborne, that makes me make him my general manager. That's the best thing I've heard from a football guy in years. What is this? I know how to knock some guy's head off. What do I care if I know which one of these shapes is a rhombus? What more do you people want?
Meanwhile, New Orleans Saints general manager Mickey Loomis is under federal investigation for allegedly listening in on electronic communications between visiting coaches. Do you believe the unnamed source making the accusation or the team that says the accusation is, I'm quoting now, 1,000% false?
I'm leaning towards the anonymous accuser at this point because 1,000% wrong seems a bit overkill for a denial. You don't want to be doing stuff in your NFL job that attracts the attention of the feds because the feds have penitentiaries. The NFL doesn't have one of them.
We're not just
the worst thing
about
they can do is make you go live on your yacht for a year.
I understand how the NFL could eliminate the Pro Bowl, Charlie. I'm less sure about how there can continue to be all pros, a.k.a. Pro Bowlers. Help me out with this.
Well, they haven't. I don't think the jargon has quite caught up with their plans yet. I mean, it'll turn out to be an all-pro team that you make, and you get your performance bonuses and so forth. But the Pro Bowl is going to end very soon, and nobody's going to miss it.
There has been much discussion of possible changes at college football's elite level. Does this mean all the people who've been clamoring for a playoff for all these years will soon have nothing about which to clamor?
Well, no, they'll clamor about it anyway because they're just used to it. But they're creeping towards putting together a playoff probably involving 4 teams. I can't remember the last time that any more than 4 teams were legitimately in contention by the end of the year. So they'll set up this system, and then some year there'll be 5 teams, 3 of which are undefeated and 2 of which have 1 loss, and then you'll have people screaming for a 16 playoff.
Kobe Bryant needed 38 points on Thursday night to take the NBA's scoring trophy. He sat out the game instead, conceding the title to Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant, but he didn't take to the bench without letting us know that he is the better man. Have I got that about right?
Yeah, he told ESPN Los Angeles that, quote, it's not a challenge for me to score 38 points, you know. If that's the benchmark, that's all you need to do. It's really not hard to do that. It would be hard for me.
And me.
And perhaps you.
Probably us together.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the NBA, Meta World Peace, who used to be known as Ron Artest, and the league's commissioner provided headline writers with some terrific opportunities this week. World Peace suspended, World Peace sacked, say goodbye, World Peace. It just goes on and on, doesn't it?
He's going to take 7 games for a really bad elbow that he hit James Harden of the Oklahoma City Thunder with. I hope he serves a suspension, and I really hope against hope, but I know this is a long shot, that once he comes back, it won't be taken as a sign of many greater issues beyond the game of basketball, and just that a guy who served his suspension has come back. I have no confidence that will be the case, however.
Well, if he does come back,
World peace returns.
And then they win, world peace prevails.
World peace triumphs.
Oh, I love it. The second round of the NHL playoffs are underway, but first I'd like to take a look back to the deciding game between the Washington Capitals and the Boston Bruins. Were you surprised by the Twitter storm following Joel Ward's goal in the overtime that eliminated the Bruins from the playoffs?
Sadly, I wasn't, because I know my fan base, and there are enough people out there who, when they get really angry and perhaps a little lubricated, the first club out of the bag is the racial slur. So sadly, I was not surprised.
This afternoon, the Washington Capitals visit the New York Rangers. Who comes out on top in that series?
I want to say the Rangers, but Braden Holtby, the young goalie for the Caps, is having one of those Stanley Cup playoff moments. And, I mean, I'm far less sure that the Rangers can win this series than I used to.
Tonight's game is L.A. at St. Louis. Any intrigue there?
Well, just that the Western Conference of the NHL has turned into, you know, quite the amazing land without hockey landfill. The St. Louis Blues, if you're keeping score at home, is the northernmost team left in the Western Conference playoffs. I think the Blues are the best team in the West. I don't think they're going to have much trouble with the Kings at all.
A study by ESPN has suggested that if we live long enough, we may see soccer become the most popular sport in the U.S. Have I read those numbers and graphs correctly?
Well, I, for one, will be happy being 300 years old, sitting in my lawn chair on Neptune, applauding this whole thing. But it does seem that, you know, and I've always believed this about Major League Soccer, that it had a very, very sensible business plan, which is basically to carve out your niche and expand from there. And all indications are that the niche is solid and that they are expanding a little bit from it.
When you're one of the top guys in the NFL draft, you get money and you get endorsements, you get media attention. But Robert Griffin III, who was the number two pick, got something that number one pick Andrew Luck can only dream about, at least assuming Mr. Luck is a fan of Subway sandwiches. Would you care to explain?
He got a 3-foot-high bust of himself made up of entirely of smokehouse barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
He's very happy with it. He calls it the RG3 and a half. Which I think is fairly cool. I hope that he can buy a really big refrigerator now, because, I mean, as classy as this 3-foot-high bust of smokehouse barbecue chicken is, after about 6 days in the yard, it's really not going to be good to be around.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. He joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.
Friday was Arbor Day. Naturally, here at Only a Game, we found ourselves thinking of Charles Oakley, Carrie Wood, Arthur Ashe, Don Cherry, and, of course, Tree Rollins. We've posted a list of Arbor Day athletes on our Facebook page, and we'd love to hear your additions. Coaches are fine, too. Say, John Wooden or Forrest Gregg. And back to players, we got Charlie Root, late of the Cubs. Very late, actually. Add yours at facebook.com/onlyagameradio. That's Only a Game Radio.